الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، ومن اهتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، this is the second gathering regarding our قراءة reading of a تذكرة في علوم الحديث from the works of Ibn Mulaqqin, rahimullah, focusing on the shurahat of the ulama, and from them is As-Sakhawi. Who is As-Sakhawi? Who's Sakhawi's sheikh? Ibn Hajar. And who's Ibn Hajar's sheikh? Ibn Mulaqqin. So we're taking the sharh of As-Sakhawi, who does a sharh of the work of his sheikh's sheikh. And likewise, بإذن الله some تعليقات from Sheikh Al-Alama Abdullah Bukhari, حفظه الله. And likewise, today, بإذن الله, we will be reading some of Al-Ba'ith Al-Ahthith, اختصار علوم الحديث of Ibn Kathir, and the Sharh Al-Ba'ith from Ahmed Shakir, رحمهم الله جميعا. Before we proceed regarding this, I have some questions regarding the last lesson. And we mentioned al-Hasan لغيره and Sahih لغيره. What is the origin of al-Hasan لغيره? What is the origin of al-Hasan that is Hasan due to external support? Is what? Is da'if. Please remember that because it's important for today's lesson. And that is al-Hasan لغيره. The asl of it is da'if, ولكن in jabr. It was supported, yani, to move to a level of al-Hasan لغيره. And Sahih لغيره, أصله حديث حسن, نعم. But what happened? Supported by what? What kind of Hasan? لذاته. Hasan لذاته is one has only a weakness in memory within the narrators, and all the other shurut conditions are established. And there's another narration like it, which is Hasan Lidatihi, which it means it's sound in its essence, and they've helped each other to move to what? Sahih. Sahih li ghayrihi jayyid. And what's the most authentic book after the Book of Allah? Bukhari, and then Muslim. Tayyib. Which one is more authentic, Bukhari or Muslim? Right. This is where we're going to kick off today, inshallah. And that is the reason why Bukhari is arjah min al-Muslim. The reason why Sahih Bukhari is considered authentic, more authentic than Sahih Muslim. Yani the ulama of the Maghariba from Morocco, Maghrib, they're the ones who predominantly held the opinion that Imam Muslim's Sahih is more authentic than Bukhari. And some of the ulama have said that the reason being that Imam Muslim has a nice order, tartib, and tasni', the way that he's the ahadith are organized is easier, and they consider it more conducive for the talib al-ilm. But in any case, the majority of the ulama said that Bukhari is arjah. Bukhari is Sahih is more authentic. First reason, min nahyat al-ittisal. Remember ittisal, we said, was one of the conditions of a sahih. And ittisal means in English what? Connected. What's connected? The narrators are connected. There's no gap. There's no gap. Meaning that each narrator that narrated from the other, the one next after him or before him, they met each other and so forth, and there's no gap. This is one of the angles in which Bukhari is arjah, is more aqwa, stronger than Muslim. And that is that Bukhari says, from his condition is ثُبُوتَ الْلِقَى وَلَوْ مَرَّةِ ثُبُوتُ الْلِقَى وَلَوْ مَرَّةِ. And that is that he has to have evidence. Imam Bukhari has placed in Sahih that the narrators that are narrating from each other, he has to have evidence, literal evidence that they have met. Even if it's once. Even if it's once. But Imam Muslim says that the mu'asara is yet takfi. Yani there's imkan al-liqa. That they lived in the same period. So number one, so Bukhari says what? Thubut al-liqa. That he has to have dalil and proof that they have met. That they have met. And Imam Muslim says, Al-Mu'asara, both the Mu'asara, but ish, imkan, al-liqa. This is the important thing. The Imam Muslim said there has to be imkan, al-liqa. There has to be a possibility that they met. So you see, Imam Bukhari is more stringent or not? He's more stringent and stricter. And that's why the ulama have said that Bukhari is stronger. The second category that we're going to deal with to show that the Sahih Bukhari is aqwa or arjah is binahiyatu ruwah. Binahiyati Ar-Ruwah, yani as relates to the narrators themselves. The first was the Isnad, the Ittisal, connection. The second is related to the narrators themselves. And that is that we find that the ulama of hadith, some of them have spoken and disparaged some of the narrations in Bukhari and some of the narrations in Muslim. And they call it الرواد المتكلم فيهم. الرواد المتكلم فيهم. متكلم فيهم. And that is, نعم, متكلم فيهم. And that is the narrators who have been spoken about. In Bukhari, the narrators who have been spoken about in Muslim. What's the difference between these two? The difference is that for Imam al-Bukhari, is aqal, number one. Fewer narrators in Sahih Bukhari have been spoken about by some of the ulama, whether it is correct or not correct, just spoken about. Doubted their authenticity, the trustworthiness, and so forth. Aqal min Sahih Muslim. As for Imam Muslim, is much more. Much more narrators have been spoken about as it relates to Sahih Muslim. And the second branch of this is that غالبهم يعني غالب شيوخ البخاري المتكلم فيهم that the majority of the narrators المتكلم فيهم that the ulama have spoken about from Sahih al-Bukhari غالبهم من شيوخه الذين مارس حديثهم. That the majority of those that were spoken about in Sahih Bukhari from the narrators, the majority of those are from his teachers, are from his teachers. Naam? And he is experiencing their narrations. So let's say, for example, they were spoken about. Imam Bukhari, because of his experience with these narrators, is able to decipher which one of their narrations should be taken or not. Fim Tumuni. And he's experienced with those narrators that they spoke about. But as for Imam Muslim, the majority of them are not from the majority of them are not from his shuyukh, meaning other narrators in the isnad. But as for Imam Bukhari, the ones they spoke about are from people who he has experienced their narrations. And that's not the same for Sahih Muslim. Naam. And also regarding to shadh, naam, there's more hadith that's considered shadh in Sahih Muslim by some of the scholars, whether it be correct or not. This is a discussion which requires bath, but majority is not correct. Is more in Sahih Muslim than Bukhari. Is more in Sahih Muslim than Bukhari. So we start from the beginning. What's the first one? Al-Ittisal. What's the difference between the condition of Al-Ittisal connecting the connection of the chains in Bukhari and Muslim.
Bukhari says that there needs to be dalil written
there has to be proof that they have met. There has to be proof that they have met. Yani, these two narrators that are narrating from each other. Imam Muslim says what? What's it sufficient that what? It's a possibility that they met during a tan. Both of them is mu'asara. Both of them is what? Mu'asara. Illa na Bukhari khasa yugul that laz mada dalil thubut al liqa. Yani, there has to be proof that they've met. As for Muslim, Imam Muslim, just the fact that they lived in the same era. For example, we have a brother who lives in Manchester, and he was born in the 70s or 80s. And then we have a brother who lives in Scotland, and he was born in the 70s or 80s. According to Imam Muslim's condition, it's sufficient that they lived in the same era, okay? And they're in the same country or region, so it's more than likely that it's possible that they met. إمكان اللقاء. As for Bukhari, what does he say? Is that sufficient? He was stricter. This is why some of the ulama said the arjuhiyya of Sahih Bukhari. Naam. Another issue is the ruwa. What did we say about the ruwa, the narrators that were spoken about in Bukhari and spoken about in Muslim? Abu Bakr, what did you say? Are from Mishuch, and he has what? Ma'arasahum. He has experience and with their narrations. But as for Imam Muslim, it's not? Nah, not from the case. Kathir, a lot of them are not from his shuyukh. Tayyib. And there's more shad, hadith shad in where? Muslim then? Bukhari. And we deal with hadith shad later on, odd narrations. Nah, tayyib. Next, and again, this is just criticisms, and it doesn't mean that they're correct. It doesn't mean that they're correct. But the fact that they've criticized that, and they've criticized in these areas, more so in Muslim, the ulama have said that this shows that Bukhari's sahih is more authentic. Add to that, we can add an extra point here, and that is that اتفق العلماء على أن البخاري كان أجل من مسلم في العلوم. And it is agreed upon by the ulama of hadith that Bukhari is more knowledgeable and noble as it relates to the science of hadith than Imam Muslim. And he is more knowledgeable regarding the sciences and the intricacies of ilmu hadith. And number two, Imam Muslim was from the talamidh of Imam al-Bukhari. Imam Muslim was from the students of Imam al-Bukhari. Which is why Ad-Darqutni, who is one of those ulama that did intiqad, that mentioned some narrations and so forth, and Imam Muqbil, rahimahullah ta'ala, did some ta'liqat in correcting some of those accusations. He says, لولا البخاري لما راح مسلم ولا جاء. If it wasn't for Bukhari, they wouldn't be Muslim, yani. In his ulm, in his science, in his ilm. Why? Because of Imam Muslim's studying under Bukhari. And if it wasn't for Bukhari, yani, ba'd Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, that they would not be Muslim, yani, as who he is regarding to his ilm, regarding to his knowledge. Now, we said that Hassan, لغيره, the asl of it is what? Huh? The origin of Hassan al-Ghayri is da'if. So let's go to the next qism that Ibn Mulaqim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in Tadhkirah. He says, وَالْضَعِيفُ مَا لَيْسَ وَاحِدًا مِنْهُمَا وَالْضَعِيفُ مَا لَيْسَ وَاحِدًا مِنْهُمَا. And that is that he says, the weak, yani narration, is that which is not wahidah minhuma, is not one of the two. Which are the two? So if you have a pen, you can put an arrow and put sahih or hasan. And this is likewise mentioned by Ibn Salah, rahimullah, where he says, huwa ma lam yajtami' fihi sifatu sahih wa sifatu al-hasani al-madhkura fi ma taqaddam. He says, Ibn Salah, in his Ulum, al-Hadith, that the da'if is that which does not gather together in it the characteristics of a sahih, yani narration, and not the characteristics also of al-Hasan, sound narration, that has been mentioned previously. And some of the ulama have criticized this definition. Who can think why? And it's connected to the definition of Ibn Mulaqqin. And remember, he said, that which is not in any of them two. Waleed. Okay. Mawdu can also be not from them. If Mawdu, da'if, Mawdu is a branch of da'if. Now, okay, let's think about this definition. What do you think of this definition? No. Okay, shall I give you another definition from Hafidh ibn Hajar? And let's look at the difference between these definitions, inshallah. Tayyib, are you ready? Hafidh ibn Hajar, he says that da'if is kullu hadithin lam tajtami fihi sifatul qubul. Kullu hadithin lam tajtami fihi sifatul qubul. And that is every narration that in it is not gathered the characteristics of a hadith that is accepted. Naam, the sisters got it right. And Ahsanti, Jayid. So, kullu hadithin lam tajtami', mashallah, fihi sifat al-qubul. And that is every narration that does not incorporate with it or is not gathered in it the characteristics of an accepted narration. Okay. Ibn Salah, he says, وَهُوَ مَا لَمْ يَجْتَمِعْ فِيهِ صِفَاتُ الصَّحِيحِ وَلَا صِفَاتُ الْحَسَنِ. Hafidh ibn Hajar, he says regarding this definition of Ibn Salah, what was Ibn Salah's definition in English? The hadith that does not have the attributes of what? Sahih or Hassan. This is Ibn Salah. Ibn Hajar says what? Naam, it's a hadith that does not have the characteristics of a narration that is accepted. Tayyib. Regarding Ibn Salah's definition, Hafidh ibn Hajar, he says, regarding this, he said, وَالْحَقَّ أَنَّ كَلَامُ الْمُصَنِّفُ مُعْتَرَدٌ وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ كَلَامُهُ يُعْطِي أَنَّ الْحَدِيثَ حَيْثُ يَنْعَدِمُ فِيهِ صِفَاتٌ مِّن صِفَاتِ الصَّحِيحِ يُسَمَّ ضَعِيفٌ وَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ تَمَامَ الضَّبْطِ مثلا إذا تخلف صدق أن صفات الصحيح لم تجتمع ويسمى الحديث الذي اجتمعت فيه صفات السواح حسنا لا ضعيفا. And that is that, for example, from the sifat of ضعيف is weak narration, weak memory. صحيح ولا؟ Yes or no? So a hadith that doesn't have a sifat of صحيح, does it mean that it's ضعيف? Huh? Okay, a narration that does not have the characteristics in the narration of precision in dhabt, is it da'if or hasan? Is what? Hasan. So is this definition daqiq? He said that it is that which is gathered that does not have in it the characteristic of sahih and doesn't also have the characteristics of hasan. He needs to take away the what? Sahih. Because there is a characteristic in Sahih that cannot be there. For example, weak memory. If a narrator has a weak memory, it is not da'if hadith. It is what? Hasan. So therefore, that's why Ibn Hajar, he said, Sifat mada? Al-Qabul. Sifat al-Qabul. So the correct and precise definition is the definition of Hafidh ibn Hajar, and that is every hadith that does not have the characteristic of an accepted narration. Without mentioning sahih, because you mention sahih, somebody will say to you, but sahih, when there's a weak memory, it's not da'if, it's what? Hasan. And some of the ulama, they say, it's sufficient that he says the narration that does not have the characteristic of hasan, and that's sufficient. Because if you negate hasan, you've negated sahih. Wadih? Ikhwa, this is the discussion that the ulama of hadith they have, and that is the diqqa, and shows you the precision and the care that they take in defining, making sure that it's in according to the istiqra and that which is collected from the text of the messenger's hadith sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's the first point in da'if, the definition of da'if. The second point we're going to mention regarding da'if, we mentioned previously that Hasan li ghayrihi is what? Is da'if al-asl, sah? All of da'if? No. So let's write a title. And that is the weak narrations that can be strengthened. Al-da'if al-munjabar. Al-da'if al-munjabar. The hadith that can be straight, the weak narration that can be strengthened. Not every weak narration can be strengthened. And Hafidh ibn Hajar, al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala, قَدْ ذَكَرَ خَمْسَةً. He mentioned five. The first is Sayyil Hifz, bad memory. Sayyil Hifz, bad memory. The second is Al-Mukhtalit, الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَمَيَّزْ. And that is, the Mukhtalit is the man or individual who later on in his life or her life has had or afflicted be with either weak memory that they forget and they can't distinguish between their narrations, or if they're narrated from a book, their book was burnt or lost. If their memory was their book, that was where they were precise, and if that book was lost, then he's muqtalit. This is a weak narration that can be strengthened. Number three, al-mastur, an unknown narrator. So if there is a narrator in the chain, and we'll deal with mastur and majhul, hal wal ayn later inshallah. Al-mastur, the one that is not known generally, and you just leave it in a simple sense. The one that's not known, the narrator that is not known, or the narrator that maybe his name is known, but is not known his state. And whether he is a trustworthy narrator or not, there's ambiguity. The fourth is mursal. A narration where the Sahabi is omitted in the isnad, sorry, the tabi'i, sorry, narrates directly from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, if there's Sa'id ibn Musayyib, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, is he a Sahabi or tabi'i? Hasan al-Basri, tabi'i or Sahabi? He's a tabi'i. He's from the second generation. If he says and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or he says qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is mursal, which we're going to do inshallah next week inshallah. Tayyib, if that is a state of a isnad, a chain, it is weak, but it can be what? Strengthened. So that's number what, ikhwa? Number four. Number five, al-mudallis idha lam yu'raf al-mahdhuf وخرج به الضعيف لفسق الراوي أو كذبه المدلس إذا لم يعرف ويعرف المحذوف. And that is a mudallis, and that is a narrator who makes the isnad somewhat obscure, doesn't make it clear who he has narrated from, by either giving him a kunya, a name which nobody knows him for. For example, we know Walid, Habib ibn Walid, we know him as Walid. And somebody says Abu Abdullah, and we know that he is, has a son, for example, and he's an Abu of an Abdullah. So the narrator will say Abu Abdullah for some reason. He doesn't want to express the name Walid. And we'll get to that inshallah. But this is mudallis. And in this situation, it's not known who is hidden or who is taken out of the isnad, or who is made obscure, given a name that he's not known by. So therefore, it can be strengthened. These are the five categories of da'if that Hafidh ibn Hajar in Nuzha, if you go back to Nuzha, he has mentioned are those weak narrations that can be strengthened. Next point, why are these weak narrations able to be strengthened? And the reason being, as Hafidh and other than him have mentioned, is لِأَنَّ الْأَنْوَى الْمَذْكُورَ كُلَّهَا مُتَوَقِّفٌ فِيهَا فَلَا يُطْلَقَ الْحُكْمُ بِصِحَّتِهَا وَلَا بِضَعْفِهَا. And that is that, if you notice all of these five categories that we've mentioned, there's obscurity, صح? Yes or no? We don't know whether it's as authentic or whether it is not. We don't know whether the narration is sound or whether it's not sound. So it's in the air. So when another narration which is sound or like it comes together, it what? Now we know that, yes, it has an origin. It has an origin. Okay? So all of these. So for example, say al-hifz, he's got a bad memory, but it doesn't mean he gets it wrong all the time. So he's got a bad memory, but he gets it right sometimes. Did he get it right this time? We don't. No. So we need some other narration to convince us that he's got it right. لأن الأنواع المذكورة كلها متوقف فيها فلا يطلق الحكم بصحتها ولا بضعفها فلا يطلق الحكم بصحتها ولا بضعفها. So we can't give a ruling. For example, number two, al-mukhtalit, yani the one who's got some age, and due time his memory has become weak, which is not indefinite. It's happened to some of the ulama of the hadith, not all of them, that as they got older, their memory weakened, and from them is Ibn Mulaqqin, which is why we mentioned last week. What did he say about Ibn Mulaqqin? What did his son do? Stopped him from narrating because he became muqtad. Yani we weren't sure whether he got it right or he got it wrong. So is that ambiguity is there? So when another narration, which may be daif, but not strong, immensely daif, comes, it strengthens it and it gives us confidence that there is an origin. Fimtumuni. And likewise, the mastur, the one who is not known. So there's, for example, an isnad where there is an individual that's not known. And then we have another narration where the narrators are all known. What does it do to that isnad now? It makes it stronger now. Now that ambiguity has gone. So these five, barakallahu fikum, categories of da'if, and the categories of da'if, we're going to deal with them as well, but I just wanted to mention this because it's connected to last week's lesson. These categories of da'if are able to be strengthened because there are ambiguity. As for a kadhab, is there ambiguity? Al-wadda', a kadhab, a perpetual liar. Is there ambiguity or we know he's a liar? We know he's a liar. Al-wadda', somebody who just makes up narrations and just puts it where he wants. Is there any doubt, any ambiguity? No. So this is why those weak narrations cannot be strengthened, but these ones can be strengthened. Because somebody who's got a weak memory, he may get it right. Sahih ola? Yes or no? But because of the strictness of the science of ilmu hadith in the preservation of the sunnah, the ulama yatawakkafoon. They stand back. And let's wait and see if there's any narrations that can support this narration in order to strengthen it. And from the books that have these type of narrations is the Musnad of Al-Bazzar. The Musnad of Al-Bazzar. In the Musnad of Al-Bazzar, he has a lot of i'tibar, shawahid wa mutaba'at. A lot of narrations which can be used to strengthen other narrations. And he's collected them in his Musnad. Very, very important book. So the ulama would use many books, but from them is the collection of Al-Bazzar, in which there are weak narrations, and some of those weak narrations are not very weak, but rather from these five categories, for example. And they'll look for narrations in there to see if they're supported. And they look from in other books, in Musnad of Imam Ahmed, Muwatta of Imam Malik, and all other than them, of narrations where there are some weak narrations, as there are in the Muwatta, and also even Ibn Majah. Which is why Ibn Majah, as we mentioned last week, the Sunan of Ibn Majah, is considered part of the Kutub al-Sitta because of the extra narrations that it has. And some of the narrations can be strengthened by other narrations. Fahim Tumuni. So you see the juhud of the ulama of hadith. They'll go into the butun of the Kutub. They'll go into the heart of the books to decipher which narrations are strengthened or not. Which is why we have, alhamdulillah, sifatul salah. We have the Sifat Salah, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed. We have the Umur Fiqhiyya, Ahkam Fiqhiyya, the jurisprudence, the laws of the Hadith, the narrations authentic in different books from the Juhud of the Ulama of the Salaf, from the Ulama of Hadith. And this is how they did it. Fintamuni? Taib. So Bazaar is one of those books that you can put there that can be used for them. وَضَعِيفُ مَا لَيْسَ وَاحِدٌ مِّنْهُمَا. That's what he said, rahimullahu ta'ala. And some of the ulama, the next point we're going to mention regarding the da'if, have tried to mention holistically how many narrations of da'if there are, or how many categories of da'if there are. Ibn Hajar, rahimullahu ta'ala, he said that there is no point, because there are many. There are many different types of narrations that are weak with different branches. But As-Sakhawi mentioned a few of them here. Okay, we start with them, inshallah. As-Sakhawi, he said, فَيَشْمُلْ الْمُرْسَلْ الظَّاهِرْ وَالْخَفِي. مُرْسَلْ الظَّاهِرْ, yani that which is clearly a tabi'i that's narrating from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْخَفِي is that which is, there's mu'asara, where the individuals, they lived in the same time but they never met. وَالْمُنْقَطِعْ, and that is where there is a cut in the chain in any stage of the isnad. Wal mu'dal, where there is two consecutive omissions in the isnad. Na'am. Wal mu'allaq min ghayri sahihain. Wal mu'allaq min ghayri sahihain. And mu'allaq is when the author or the narrator, he says qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Bukhari, for example. Bukhari will say in his sahih, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He doesn't mention the isnad. This is called mu'allaq. It means that it's hanging without an isnad. It's hanging, yani without an isnad, in order to make it thabit and strengthened. And Bukhari has this, and Imam Muslim has this, and other ulama of hadith. Sakhawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, and those who have the sharh, he says, وَالْمُعَلَّقْ is from da'if. Why is mu'allaq from da'if? Why is mu'allaq considered da'if? Weak. What is the problem? Which shart is it deficient in? What? Ittisal sanad. Because we don't know who's between the mu'allif and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's called mu'allaq. He said, غير ماذا? Sahihain. Other than the sahihain. And this is the next point we're going to mention. Why did he mention sahihain? Other than the sahihain. And that is because the mu'allaq of Imam Bukhari, when Imam Bukhari says qala, okay, he obviously says two, he obviously does mu'allaq in two different ways. Imam Bukhari, he does a ta'liq in two different ways. And he cuts off the isnad and just mentions the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think this is what we do generally. Sahih Allah? We all do mu'allaq every time, Allah musta'in. We're not like from the ulama who mentioned the qal an fulan, an fulan, an fulan. We say, كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ. This is mu'allaq. Because we haven't mentioned who? The isnad. Imam Bukhari does it in two ways. The first way is bil-jazm. The first way is bil-jazm. When we say bil-jazm, it means active verb is used. An active verb is used. يعني مبني للمعلوم مبني للمعلوم as in اللغة. يعني he mentions the verb and the verb and the subject. يعني قال the verb, the subject رسول شريف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهمتموني؟ Yeah. And so he says قال, which is an active verb. He said. This is جزم. The second type that he mentions is بصيغتي التمريض. بصيغتي التمريض. And that is passive. What do you mean by passive? Passive means is مبني للمجهول. مبني للمجهول. يعني in that he says قيلة, it was said. It was said. فهمتموني? Are you with me? What's the difference between he said and it was said? He said is what? Huh? With certainty, which is active in English, the best way I can translate it. Okay, well, jazm, yani we know who is attributed to. Okay, the tamrid? Naam. It's passive. It's what? Passive. Where the subject is not mentioned. The subject is not, yani the dua is not mentioned. The dua is not mentioned. For example, I say to you, Sallama Ahmadu ala Zubair. Sallama Ahmadu ala Zubair. Yani Ahmad gave salams to Zubair. Who gave salams? Taib. If I say to you, Sullima alayhi. Yani Sullima ala Zubair. He was given salams. Did I mention who did it? Okay, the first one is jazm. The second one is tamrid. Okay. And the reason why these are important, that Imam Bukhari has done this for a reason. If he, Bukhari and Muslim generally, let's put Bukhari and Muslim for now, until we get to the qism al-mu'allaq, inshallah, we're going to tafsil. If he says qala or rawa, then it is sahih. Up unto who he made ta'liq. Ta'liq is not only to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He may say qalat Aisha. Or he may say qala Abdullah ibn Abbas. Whoever he's say, if he says qala, he said, but he hasn't met that person, and he cuts off the chain between him and that person, this is jazm. And that means that it is authentic up to him, who he made the ta'liq to. Fahimt? So if he says qala Abdullah ibn Abbas, okay, it means that up unto Abdullah ibn Abbas, to him, Imam Bukhari, it is what? Sahih. It is sahih. But as for example, those who do mustadrak of Hakim, who does another chain further back or other than Bukhari, it could be da'if. It could be da'if. Okay. Fimt? Aynam. Yeah. So up to Bukhari's Qala Abdullah ibn Abbas, he's saying, between my saying and Ibn Abbas, this is what? Authentic. But why did he do this? Because it's authentic, but not according to his conditions. It's authentic, but it's not according to his conditions. Because his book is Musnad al-Muttasil. His book is about narrations that have chains. So when he puts that in his book, it's not literally from his book. He's put it in to say, you know what? This narration is authentic as well, but it's not according to the conditions I've put. And from those conditions could be maybe there's no thubut mada, al-liqa. Maybe there's no proof that some of the narrators they met. But it's a condition that Imam Muslim maybe agrees with. So Imam Bukhari will put that ta'liq and say qala to show the talib al-ilm, talib al-hadith, this is not according to my conditions, but it's still authentic. Showing that there are authentic narrations other than that which is in Sahih Bukhari. Fimtumuni? Huh? Tayyib. As for when he does tamrid, qila, we don't say it's sahih, we don't say it's da'if. If he does the tamrid, which is the passive, he said, it was said. If he doesn't say, he said, if he said, it was said. That means that it is, we stop. Huh? And yunzar. And Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah ta'ala, has offered a book where he's mentioned the asanid, and you can check some of those narrations. So when he says, Imam Bukhari qila, it could be sahih, and it could be Hassan, or it can be Daif. So he's letting you know that there is a problem in this chain. It's not actually, it could not be Sahih, okay, and it could not be Hassan, or it could be Daif. So it requires research. It requires research. But when he directly mentions the active verb, then we know that he's saying it's Sahih, but it's not according to his conditions. So let's say, for example, Ikhwah, somebody says, Imam, some of the ulama have said there's weak hadith in Sahih Bukhari. And then they bring as an example a narration that Imam Bukhari puts in there and he says, Ruwiya, yani passive sense, or qila. It was narrated upon, or it was said. And he says this, and then they've gone and done research on that narration, and they found that there are some weak narrators in the actual isnad. Do we say that there are weak hadiths in Sahih Bukhari? Huh? No. What do we say? It's mu'allaq. And Bukhari's condition is that all of the narrations in his book that are muttasil, that are what? Connected, all the narrations mentioned. He mentions that sometimes for fa'idat al-fiqhiyah, to bring an opinion in fiqh, which is why the book is azeem. In some of his hadith, he'll bring a chapter where there are, and Imam Muslim does this more so, rahimullah, where we'll bring a hadith, and in it will be opinions, three narrations, and three of those narrations are the main narrations of these three opinions. So let's just say, for example, the Ahnaf will have a narration, the Hanabila will have a narration, the Maliki will have a narration. And he brings all of their authentic narrations, but then he brings these narrations to show, that these are the main proofs that each of these opinions are using. And some of those proofs may be what? Weak. So the Talib al-Ilm, the student of Hadith, he goes into this Hadith, and he finds out the authenticity of this Hadith, and he realizes the proof that the Hanabila maybe have is not strong. Fimtumuni? Yeah. So it's encouraging the Talib al-Ilm to yabhath, and to research, and to seek ilm. Rahimullah. Naam. Which is why Sakhawi says, "Wal mu'allaq min ghayri sahihain." Why? Because sometimes the ta'liq in sahihain is what? Sahih. Because of that issue. But as for other than Bukhari Muslim, is from Qismish Daif. It's from Qismish Daif. And it needs injibar. It needs injibar. Naam. Because there's jahala in the narrations. Taib. Ibn Hibban, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said there are 50 types, categories of da'if. Ibn Hibban, he says there are 50 categories of da'if. Suyuti, rahimahullah, he says there are 63 categories of da'if. Ibn Hajar, al-Asqalani, rahimahullah, he says there's no point counting. We just know the principles and that's sufficient. Talking about Suyuti, rahimullah, Ahmed Shakir in Ba'ith al-Hathith, he criticized Suyuti. And that is regarding the hadith da'ifa allati tunjabar aw lam tunjabar. And that is those weak narrations can be strengthened or not strengthened. Okay? Suyuti is relaxed in those weak narrations that can be what? Strengthened, which is why you find in a lot of his work there are weak narrations. Fa'ida from Ahmed Shakir. So when you see some of the works of Suyuti and it's not checked, it needs to be checked. You need to get the check-in. You need to get the tahqiq of some of the narrations that he's mentioned, because he has tasahul as it relates to those weak narrations that can be strengthened. Let's go to the next one. He says, "Wa anwa'uhu Za'idatun ala thamanin." And he's talking now about the categories of the ulumul hadith. Ibn Mulaqin is saying the categories of, after mentioning the muqaddima, the introduction of the general picture of hadith, and that is sahih, and that is hasan, and this da'if. This is the general, just. Now we're going to go into detail, mentioning the different categories of ulumul hadith. Yani. And he says, Za'idatun ala thamanin. And as Sakhawi says, Bel ala al-mi'ah. He says it's 80, and Sakhawi says rather, in fact, it's 100. Yani, meaning that it's many. That is what? Many. The first one, Al Musnad. Am I going too quickly, Khwa? Huh? Or too slow? Al Musnad. Wa huwa ma tasala sanaduhu. Yani, ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al Musnad. Al Musnad. We're going to do with Al Musnad and Al-Muttasil, and we're going to deal also with Al-Marfu'. Three of them are linked. So let's read them all together. Al-Musnad, wa huwa ma'tasala sanaduhu ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Al-Muttasil, wa huwa ma'tasala isnaduhu marfu'an kana aw mawqufa wa yusamma mawsulan aydan. Wal-Marfu' وهو ما أضيف إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خاصة متصلا كان أو غيره. The first one, al-musnad, and that is that which is connected and linked to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. That which the chain is connected, in its narrators in its chain is connected and linked specifically to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama differed in this definition. Ibn Kathir, he mentions in Ikhtisar Ulum al-Hadith, and it's in Ba'ith al-Hathith, Al-Ba'ith al-Hathith, says, وقال الخطيب هو ما اتصل إلى منتهى. Khatib al-Baghdadi mentions it generally, and he said that the musnad is that which is connected to the end of the chain. And he mentions it generally. But Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimullahu ta'ala, he says in Nukat, volume 1, page 507, with the tahqiq of Shaykh al-Alama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah, he said, وَالَّذِي يَظْهَرْ لِي بِالْإِسْتِقْرَاءِ مِنْ كَلَامِ أَئِمَّةِ الْحَدِيثِ وَتَصَرُّفِهِمْ أَنَّ الْمُسْنَدَ عِنْدَهُمَا أَضَافَهُ مَنْ سَمِعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِلَيْهِ بِسَنَدٍ ظَاهِرُهُ الْإِتِصَالِ. This is muhim. He said, rahimullah, that in fact Khatib is wrong and Ibn Mulaqin is correct. And that is that which is apparent to him, Ibn Hajar, after going through the books of the Salaf from the ulama of Hadith, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed to be those who aided in the preservation of the Sunnah, he's found that Musnad to them is that which has been attributed from the one who heard from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani he's connected to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's ittisal. Bisanadin dhahirul ittisal. With a chain that is apparently connected. Ikhwan, I want you to put a line under apparently. Zahiruhu ittisal. Because this agrees with this, Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala's statement here, agrees with his student, Sakhawi, agrees with Hafidh Ibn Hajar. Because here, Sakhawi says, explaining, he says, walau zahiran. It means in its apparent, it means that it can be weak. It means that it can be weak. It can have an ill, it can have a problem. We're just saying that narrations that are connected from narrator to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is musnad, but it doesn't mean that there's a problem in the narrators themselves. Fimtumuni, which he said zahiruhu in its what? In its apparent. So don't say okay, it's musnad, khalas, it's sahih. It needs taftish. You need to study the narrators and their levels and so forth. Naam, whether it's the tadlis, whether it's irsal, or whether it's salamukum Allah, say al hifz, weak memory, or so forth. Naam, need to make taftish. And Ibn Hajar, he says, walladhi yadhhar. He said, zahiruhu al ittisal. And also, Sakhawi said that. So, right, Sakhawi and Ibn Hajar said that it's important that the chain in its apparent is connected to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The chain in its apparent is connected to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's musnad. Wal muttasil. Wa huwa ma tasala isnaduhu marfu'an kana aw mawqufa. And muttasil is more general. Muttasil is more general. We said that musnad is what? Specifically connected to who? Who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for muttasil, is he said that which is connected to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba. Whether it's the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is connected to or whether it's a Sahaba. Okay, Ikhwan, some of you may think, why are we mentioning these definitions? And that is because if we want to be tulab al-ilm, we want to be students of knowledge who can pick up the books of hadith and read the terminologies of Ahlul Ilm and understand them. Read the footnotes. How many of us, we want to read the footnotes? Sahihullah? When the ulama, you see the books that are checked, narrations are checked, and then they're mentioning the narration of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they're saying it's authentic. Why is it authentic? It will increase your iman. Allahu a'lam in kunta mukhlisan, if you understand how it's been preserved. If we're sincere. And that's why we're studying these terminologies. So al-mutasil is for what? Is it specific or general? That which is connected to who? Naam. Naam. Mawqufan, sahaba. Mawqufan is who? Sahaba. I didn't want to mention Mawqufan because we're going to get to that in a minute, inshallah. Okay, so is that which is connected to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Sahaba. And it's considered what? Mawsula as well. Okay, this is Muttasil. As for Musnad, is what? To the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fahimtumuni? Khilafan liman? Who said that it's not only to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which one of the ulama? Aywa, Al-Khatib. Al-Khatib, he said what? Just wherever it ends up at the end. Sahih wala? Tayyib. We'll get into that in a minute. Let's finish this. We'll get to that inshallah in a minute. Example of Muttasil and Marfu', as he mentions here, Isnaduhu Marfu'a. Example of Muttasil al Marfu' is Malik in the Muwatta, for example, is Malik and Ibn Shihab in Zuhri and Salim Ibn Abdullah, yani the son of Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abihi, who's Abihi? Umar ibn Khattab. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's Malik and Ibn Shihab and Salim and Ibn Abdullah and Abihi. Malik and Ibn Shihab and Salim Ibn Abdullah and Abihi. So shall I give the chain with the names without the kunyas? So it's Malik and Zuhri and Salim and Abdullah Ibn Umar, not Umar Ibn Khattab, Malish. So it's Malik and Zuhri, and Salim, and Abdullah ibn Umar. This is Abi Jaddi, he's Umar, Malish. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Al-Muttasil Marfu'. Al-Muttasil Al-Mawquf, who can tell me what that is? That is who? Malik, and Nafi', for example. Oh, and Zuhri, go on. And Salim, and Ibn Umar, naam. That's an example, Jayid. Another example here that mentioned is Malik, and Nafi', who was the servant of Abdullah ibn Umar. Malik and Nafi' and Abdullah ibn Umar and Umar. So it stopped at Umar. And this is Mawquf. So here when he says Al-Mawquf, it means it stops at the Sahaba. So the Muttasil, it's not only restricted to the connecting with the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's also to the Sahaba. And it's called Mawsula. Naam. Naam. And Rasulullah, and Abihi, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the example there. We leave it as that. We won't go into too much depth regarding that. Barakallahu fikum. The next is al-marfu'. We're moving on. Wal-marfu' wa huwa ma udifa ila nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khasatan muttasilan kana aw ghayrah. Marfu' is that which is lifted to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not stopped at the Sahaba. Is lifted to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, attributed to him specifically. Attributed to him specifically, khasatan, specifically, muttasilan, kana or ghayra, whether it's connected or it's not connected. So for example, we have, for example, il marfu, we say, Malish, Mursal is not from Musnad. Forget that one. If you wrote down your notes, take it out. Okay? So for example, we have a narration here. I'll give you an example. Al-Marfu' Qawli. And يَقُولُ الصَّحَابَ أَوْ غَيْرَهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. When the Sahaba, they say, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. This is Marfu' as relates to the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Marfu' Qawli. Al-Marfu' Fi'li, from the actions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's marfu', attributed to him, is fa'ala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this. And the marfu' as it relates to a taqreer, and that is that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw but he didn't stop them from doing, which means it's from the sunnah, is like the statement فَعَلَ بِحَضَّرْتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ كَذَا. I did this in the presence of who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he didn't basically say, don't do it. And if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the Sahaba do something that they wasn't supposed to do, what would he do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He would correct them. So his silence means it's a hadith. And that's taqrir. Al-wasfi, yani his character. Marfu al-wasfi, his character sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كان النبي صلى that the Sahabi or غيره يقولون كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن الناس خلقا, and that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was the best of people in character. So this is talking about the character of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So from the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is to have good manners, in that the Sahaba are describing the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So that is which is attributed to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then he says, متصلاً كان أو غيرا. And that is, it's connected or it's not connected. So for example, if Hassan al-Basri, he says, عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, is that مرفوع? If Hassan al-Basri, which generation is he from? Sahabi? He's Tabi'i, sah? Tayyib. He says, عن رسول الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Is that مرفوع? Okay, who says لا? ارفع يدك حتى أراك. Let me see you. Why is it not مرفوع? Okay. We said, what's the definition of مرفوع? It's attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it's connected or not. Whether it's connected or not, that's marfu. So if when Imam Bukhari says, Qal Imam al-Bukhari, did he meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He didn't. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is that marfu? It's marfu, but it's what? Munqati, it's mu'allaq. It's not mutasil, but it's attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the key thing. It's attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. So what we're going to do now is Sakhawi rahimullah has a nice, on page 56 in the Sharh of Sakhawi, of Tadhkira, he mentions a nice summary. He says, فَبَانَا أَنَا الْمُسَمِّيَاتِ الثَّلَاثَ. So now these three things, that's musnad. What's the second one? Mutasil and? Okay, just to revise, what's Musnad? That's what? Connected generally or to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Connected specifically to? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Musnad. Okay, Mutasil. Connected to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or? The Sahaba, naam. Ala al-qawl or ghayrihi. Okay. And the Marfu? Attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we're not looking at whether it's what? Connected. Is that clearer? So these three, Sakhawi has a nice khulasa, a nice summary which will help you. Akhi, brother, what's your name? Waleed. We have many Waleeds. Okay? Allah ihfadhukum. Waleed, this will answer your question that you mentioned a couple of minutes ago. Sakhawi, he says, rahimullah, فَبَانَ أَنَ الْمُسَمِّيَاتَ الثَّلَاثَ يُنْذَارُوا فِيهَا إِلَى مَا يُشْعَرُ بِهِ أَسْمَاؤُهَا فالمرفوع إلى الإضافة الشريفة خاصة والمتصل إلى الإسناد خاصة والمسند إليهما معا. He said, Rahimullah, so that which is clear now is that these three terminologies, we understand them according to their meaning and why they've been named what they've been named. So المرفوع is lifted. To who? To the Prophet ﷺ. So we're not looking at the we're not looking at the Sanad. We're looking at the Matan. They're saying that the Prophet ﷺ said this Matan, this text. This is what he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And al-mutasil ila al-isnad. And it's mutasil, are we looking at who said it? Whether it's a Sahaba or whether it's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not looking at that. We're just saying that it is what? Connected. So with marfu, we're just talking about who are they saying said it. Who are they saying said it? As for mutasil is the chain without looking at who said it. As for musnad, we need to look at the chain and we need to look at who said it. Is that clear? Or shall I repeat it? Okay. Let me repeat it, inshallah, and maybe I'll answer your question, bi-idhnillah. Al-marfu', lifted. Maf'ul bihi, marfu'. Lifted to who? Saying that the Prophet ﷺ said it. Or the Prophet ﷺ did it. Or the Prophet ﷺ said it was okay. So we're not looking at the person between the chains. We're just saying who said, who you saying, who are you saying said it. And they say it's the messenger. This is what now? Marfu' sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mutasil, it means that in the chain, those who narrated it, they are what? Connected. Whether at the end, it's to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or to the sahaba. This is mutasil. Musnad, we look at both. We look at the ittisal of the sanad, it means that it has to be connected. And we look at who's at the end, and it has to be who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. Naam, it can. It can, but there's big khilaf regarding that one. Big khilaf, but yes, generally naam. Okay. I wanted us to do mawquf and to do maqtu', but I think we'll leave it as that for today, inshallah. And naam. That's a nice summary by Sakhawi, rahimullah. So today we've done da'if, and we've done that which from the categories of da'if can be strengthened to become hasan li ghayrihi. And we mentioned that the reason behind these categories that can be strengthened is that there's ambiguity. We're not sure whether they're weak or whether we accept them or whether we reject them. So we want strength, it can get strengthened. And then we also mentioned Sahih Bukhari and it being stronger than Sahih Muslim. So I'm going to ask you a question of these two things now. What are the five categories of weak narrations that can be strengthened that Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimullah ta'ala mentioned? I just need one from a few of you. Jibreel. Sayyul Hifz, yani he has bad memory. Next. Mastur. What does Mastur mean? Unknown. We don't know who the narrator is. His name is there, but we don't know his state. Whether he's a trustworthy narrator or he's not trustworthy. So the ulama, what do? They step back, sir. And it's considered da'if. What type of da'if? Khafif. Is what? It's not shadid. Da'if. Khafif. Huh? There are five types of da'if, hadith, or categories of da'if that Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala and other than him have mentioned that they can be strengthened. And from them, as the brother mentioned, Jibreel, Sayyid al-Hift, and the brother mentioned, what's your name, Akhi? Wuladi mentioned, he said, Mastur. Now that's number two. Why? Because we don't know what's going on, so we have to stop. And when we find out another narration that's the same meaning, same text, but with a different isnad, for example, strengthens it. Yanjabir. Okay? Number three, in any order. Al-Mursal, naam. Why? Because we're not sure of what? Who is between the Tabi'i and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's ambiguity there. That's what is Da'af Khafif. As for Kadhab, is that number four? Kadhab? No, he's a clear liar, we know him. Okay, Taib. Next one. Mudallas, naam. Again, we don't know if, the condition is if, the one that is mahzuf. If the one that is hidden, we don't know. But if it's the one that is hidden, we know, and he's a kadhab. Yanjabir? They're two different categories. Mastur has two types. Majhul, yani. You have majhul al-ayn and majhul hal. Okay? You have majhul ayn, like he's a name that nobody knows. For example. And you have hal is that his name is known, but we cannot find anyone from the imma that have said that he's thiqqa. So his state is unknown. That's why it's called majhul hal. As for mudallis, it's just he's hidden the narrator. But if the narrator that is hidden is known by some of the ulama of ilal, like Yahya ibn Ma'in and Imam Ahmed and other than ghayrihima, then they find out that this hidden mudallis or the name whose name is made obscure is a kadhab. Hal had the tadlis yanjabar? This tadlis now. So is the tadlis that is not? No, we don't know his sheikh. We don't know his state. But we find another narration that strengthens it. Now, next. Was that it? There's one more. Huh? Al-Mukhtalit. No. And I think Mukhtalit is something that, inshallah, we'll hopefully discuss in depth, inshallah, in the future. And that is somebody who's lost their books at later stages of their life or so forth, or memory has declined. Okay, Sahih al-Bukhari is more authentic than Sahih Muslim. Why? First of all, which ulama said that a Muslim is more authentic? Ba'd al-Maghariba. Some of the ulama of Maghrib. Even that Ibn Hajar, he makes excuses for them, says that they're actually talking about the sina'ah, how the tartib of Muslim, and sarahatan, the tartib of Muslim is azim. Rahimullah. Tayyib. Why is Bukhari more authentic than Muslim, according to some of the ulama? New people ask, answer. Yalla. Okay, bro. Bukhari had, yes, was stricter. Jay, generally the criteria that Bukhari had was stricter than Muslim. Which criteria was it specifically? Fadal, yeah. No. What's your name, bro?
Me.
Yes.
Hamza,
Fadal.
Bukhari was
thubut al-iqa. Now, Bukhari's condition is that there has to be thubut al-iqa. Yani, you have to have firm proof that they, not that they just lived in the same place, even the same city, subhanAllah. Even if they lived in the same city, it's not enough for Bukhari. He has to have a text or proof that they have actually met. As for Muslim, if they both live in one area, for example, Khorasan, that's enough for Imam Muslim, that there's imkan, there's a possibility that they met. Another reason why Bukhari is stronger. Now, less compared to Muslims. The narrators in Muslim were more that they were spoken about. Tayyib. Okay, those narrators that were spoken about. Waleed? From the Shiuch of Bukhari's experience. So he probably, more than likely, knows more about those narrations than those who criticize. Fahimta Muni? As for Imam Muslim? Not all of them. Majority of them weren't from his Shiuch. Majority. Some of them were. No. Okay. In some of the ulama like Darqutni, rahimullah, and other than him, I can't remember who else, they criticize some of the narrations in Bukhari and Muslim, okay? And some of the narrators specifically. And those narrators that were criticized in Bukhari were from Bukhari's teachers. Yeah? Like Abu Naim, rahimullah, you've spoken about. From Bukhari's teachers. Now, the point here and the issue here is that Bukhari is their student. Okay? So he has more experience in their narration. So he's able to do intiqa. He's able to decipher which ones to take and which ones not to take. He is experienced with their narrations. Okay? And also, the narrators spoken about in Bukhari are less. As for Muslim, Imam Muslim, majority of those that were spoken about by Imam Muslim, being that they're more than Bukhari in any case, the majority of those that were spoken about were not from his shiur. So he hasn't got that extra, what's the word I want to use? The extra backing. Yeah, that extra backing or room for argument, because they're not from his shiur. They're just in the isnad. Is that clear?
Barakallahu feek.
Alaykum Allah.
Imam Bukhari must be more alim.
I know. Nah.
As for Imam Muslim,
he hasn't got that argument to strengthen his case. And also, we mentioned that Bukhari, Imam Muslim is the Shaykh of Bukhari, sah? Jayyid. Just wanted to see if you're awake. So, one of the other reasons that Bukhari is the Shaykh of who? Imam Muslim. So, therefore, and also the ulama have ittifaq, consensus. Hafidh mentions, rahimullah, that Bukhari was a'lam, was more knowledgeable about the fun, the science of ilm hadith than Muslim, rahimahumullah jami'an. Imams of the Sunnah. Rahimullah. Okay, I see tired faces, so we'll leave us that, inshallah. Any questions, ikhwah? Regarding anything? We're going to do Mursal next week. We're going to do Mursal next week, inshallah. We're going to do Munqati, Mursal, Mu'dal, and... Mawquf and Maqtu' first, which we're supposed to do today. But Mursal is a big topic. We'll do it next week, inshallah. Tayyib. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.